Andrew Schneider on KNIA Radio here with three Indianola wrestlers who have advanced to the Championship Friday in the championship bracket, all going 2-0 here today. We've got Sierra Becker, Nora Animas, and Giselle Smith. And Sierra, I had a chance to talk to you a year ago at this tournament. Didn't end up the way you wanted to. You've had a whole year to think about it. You've had a whole year to kind of bang some heads and get yourself back as the one seed. What does it mean to be in this spot now, wrestling in the Championship Friday with a chance to win a state title?
This has been all I've worked for years. After last year, I told myself I just am going to work for it. I'm not going to worry about the wins and losses. I'm working for the number one seed and the state title. And I feel like I have a really good shot this year, and it's just making me, I'm not even nervous. I'm just excited to get out there and wrestle.
And Nora, you have blown through your part of the bracket so far as the number five seed, two pretty quick pinfalls. What's your confidence like right now, and what's it mean to have those two wins?
So, well, my confidence is, like, pretty constant, but I just feel so nervous before and after every match. But my matches are – they help me feel more confident as I go. So, like, we call those, when I get my jitters out, my warm-up matches. Like, they were hard, but they got my jitters out. So I'm ready to go for tomorrow.
And Giselle, anytime you're in the middle bracket, it tends to be really close, right? You had a nice pinfall in the first one, and you went to triple overtime in the second one. What's going through your mind just kind of recovering from that match, and how awesome was it to win that real close one?
I was actually so stoked to win that last match. I like my that last match, I kind of just tested my mental game, and I've been working on that all summer, just mentally being prepared and ready for that. And so I'm just so excited to advance to tomorrow, because it's what I've been working for all summer, and these past couple years have been wrestling.
Well, and awesome for you, Sierra, that you have some friends up here this year as well and have a chance to be able to celebrate with a team. Just from a program perspective, what's it like to watch this team grow and to have three girls who will be wrestling for a chance at a state title?
Watching this team grow, I know I didn't start it, but I feel like I have grown so much with this team. I have recruited so many girls. I feel so lucky to have Nora as my partner and Giselle as a very good supporter. They all have been there, and I'm so glad that I've got to build this bond with them.
And Nora, you said that your confidence is kind of up and down. You got some nerves, all the above. But just how excited are you for the chance to wrestle against the best coming up and to have an opportunity to be a podium winner and have a chance to be top four or even better?
Again, I'm, like, nervous, but I'm just, like, my mentality, like, my go-to phrase, you could say, is, like, let's just do it.
Let's just do it. Always on, is what we just said before the interview. And Giselle, similar question. Just how excited are you to have the opportunity? You'll be a little bit of an underdog with where you were seated coming in, but obviously it feels like you got the mentality, especially after winning in triple overtime. Hey, you can win any match, right?
Yeah. I'm just very excited to be able to advance onto the next. I'm not really nervous. I'm just like, let's go, let's get this done, because it's what I've been working for. And I mean, it's been my goal for these past couple of years, because my freshman season was cut short with a knee injury, and then my sophomore season, I didn't make it to the state tournament. I was one win away from going, and so I'm just excited to be here and excited to show what I've been working on and what I've been doing and who I am.
And Sierra, I'll give you the last word. You're the number one seed. Obviously, you have a big target on your back, and you saw that through the first couple matches. How excited are you to prove that you're the number one seed coming up on Friday?
To prove that I'm number one is my dream, and to actually prove it is, like, I'm just so stoked that I got to do that. Being number one seed puts a big target on my back, but I like that target. I want that pressure. Like, come at me, I'm going to prove you wrong. Like, that's all.
Awesome. We'll see how it all goes, ladies. Best of luck to you. That's Sierra Becker, Nora Animas, and Giselle Smith from Indianola, who will all three be wrestling in the semifinals coming up tomorrow. Congratulations, ladies. Get some rest, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.